Shiva.
Om Shiva.
Jesus, say something. It has a quality. A busted free radio.
Shiva.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. I want to thank you for spending this day together in preparation for the end of the world a year from now in 2012. Oh, we have to act fast, everybody. We need to take preparations. Transformations in order to obtain the light, the golden light. Obviously, there must be radical revolution. This world crisis demands it. Our lives demand it. Our everyday incidents, pursuits, anxieties, they demand it. I demand it, and you demand it. Our problems demand it. There must be a fundamental, radical revolution. Because everything about us is about to collapse, and has collapsed. Though seemingly there is no order. In fact, there is slow decay and destruction. The wave of destruction is constantly overtaking the wave of life. So there must be a revolution, but not a revolution based on an idea. As we know, such a revolution is merely the continuation of the idea and not a radical transformation. A revolution based on idea brings the bloodshed, disruption, and chaos that you see today. And out of chaos, you cannot create order. You cannot not deliberately bring about chaos and hope to create order out of that chaos. You are not the golden chosen. You are to create order out of confusion. That is such a false way of thinking on the part of those people who create more and more confusion in order to bring about order. Because for the moment, they have power. They assume they'll know all the ways of producing order. Seeing the whole of this catastrophe, the constant repetition of wars, the conflict between the classes, between peoples, the awful economic and social inequality, the inequality of capacity and gifts, the gulf between those who are extraordinary, happy, unruffled, and those who are caught in hate, conflict, and misery. Seeing all this, there must be a revolution. There must be a complete transformation.
Tsunami of radiation that could wipe out. P.S. A spy satellite has a temper tantrum. It releases a tantrum. It releases a shockwave of tsunami.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
Have you seen something?
Shockwave, a tsunami of radiation that could...
What are your plans and preparations for December 21st, 2012? You can call me at 617-454-4237. I have Manilium operators standing by.
Releasing.
How do you prepare for the end of the world? How do you activate your golden light body?
What is satellite television that could get disrupted?
All the chaos in the world is coming to an end.
Thank you. the real working end of the 2012 prophecy, where we start to have the rubber meet the road, is looking at the solar system and seeing that all the planets are changing the same way as the Earth is changing. The Earth changes are not unique to the Earth. They are a universal phenomenon throughout the solar system. When we start to look behind the veil, the hidden reality that we have, and we start seeing a deeper truth of ourselves and a deeper truth of what it means to be human on this planet, we come into contact with a body of information that has been kept secret for thousands and thousands of years. And the reason why is that with this information comes the potential for what is called apotheosis. Apotheosis means human becomes God. The people who are in power believe themselves to be gods. They have inherited an ancient tradition which encourages the practice of developing your own spiritual and intuitive faculty to a much, much greater level than most people ever do. And they have a variety of practices, very distinct practices, which are engineered to awaken your psychic center. In my previous video, which most of you have seen, 2012 Enigma, I show you visual evidence of the pineal gland symbolism in the pine cone. And I show you that symbolism all over the world, in all different traditions, Babylonian traditions, even in the Vatican. The largest statue in the square, which is called the Court of the Pine Cone, it's huge. It dwarfs the size of a human being. Why would you put a pine cone on a big statue? Why did Jesus say in the Bible, "If thine eye be single, then thy body will be full of light"? If your eye is single, what does he mean by that?
I don't know.
Does that mean that if somebody pokes your eye out that you're going to suddenly start glowing? No. Now, there is a whole religious conspiracy going on that says that Jesus never existed, that it was all a bunch of extrapolations based on various historical figures, then consolidated into what we now call the New Testament. And I would propose that it is impossible for such an outrageously enduring legend that so many people followed with such passion to have been concocted by some sort of mishmash of lesser spiritual figures who were all consolidated together. I do believe that these events happened. I do believe they've also been greatly misunderstood. When you see the greater reality that I am going to share with you in this presentation, you come to an understanding that your DNA did not randomly evolve on this planet. Your DNA is an energy pattern that exists throughout the entire cosmos. And that energy pattern is a wave. The ancients built the Great Pyramid as a focalizing device to harness that energy. I am proposing that the energy that makes your DNA takes natural materials that are all around, just molecules and atoms in space. It takes those atoms and molecules and it intelligently arranges them together to form the DNA molecule. Now, if that is true, then it means that everyone here in this room is created by an intelligent energy field. The center of the Milky Way galaxy is also a torsion field generator. Spherical torsion waves slowly expand away from the center, passing through stars and planets as they go along. As the solar system is impacted by these torsion fields, it charges up with energy, causing massive effects on the star and its planets, influencing them to become brighter, hotter, and more magnetic. These waves also have a stimulating and programming effect on the DNA molecule, ultimately rewriting the code of every life form on the planet.
Singapore, I'm going to introduce you.
You now have just
the concept of the light body. This is the first time that I'm going to teach to the general public about the light body. Light body is the only answer for all our sufferings. Money is not going to solve the problem. Even if everybody becomes a millionaire, which is not going to happen, which will never happen, which will never solve the problem. The problem will be solved only when our physicality, our physical body, turns into light. It might appear to be a very far-fetched concept, but it is doable. About 300 some years ago, Newton saw the possibility of it. And here is Newton. The changing of bodies into light and light into bodies is very comfortable to the course of nature, which seems delighted with transmutations. And later on, you have Einstein saying that energy and matter are the same. Now let's go to the Bible. Paul very clearly said that there is no true redemption for us or no kingdom for us unless the body turns into light. He said,
and in this transformation, this radical revolution, ultimately we shall be transformed. Ultimately we shall be happy. And ultimately we shall find truth. In the meantime, let us carry on.
This corruption, which is the physical body, will never inherit the kingdom. But what's going to happen? Paul said very clearly, with the blink of an eye, the body will turn into light.
Let us turn into light.
I'm not going to go into the scientific route to illustrate the light body. But I'm going to focus my attention on the existing literature on light body from the Siddha tradition, which is my own tradition. Many Siddhas demonstrated the light body phenomenon and rose beyond pain, beyond death, beyond suffering. They identified the light as the source of life. The soul itself is light, and it is in the midbrain area as vibrations. As soon as the human breath moves into that midbrain area and merges with that soul or pulsating energy of light, then you achieve light body. The body begins at that point, begins to turn into light. They have systematically outlined techniques, step by step, to achieve the light body. This is the first time that I'm going to teach this course during the upcoming seminar.
I feel I am turning into the light.
Found the zone in which science and religion come together, in which you no longer have to take on arbitrary promises about there being a hereafter. Now you have proof that who you are and what makes you who you are came from something that is not physical, something that is vastly more intelligent and complex than we had ever imagined, and something that has been known about for quite a long time. There is no difference between biological life and inanimate matter, except for the sophistication with which the energy that makes that matter is flowing.
Transformation is not in the future. It can never be in the future. It can only be now, from moment to moment. So what do we mean by transformation into the light? Surely it is very simple. Seeing the false as the false, and the true as the true. Seeing the truth and the false, and seeing the false in that which has been accepted as the truth. Seeing the false as the false, and the true as the true is transformation. Because when you see something very clearly as the truth, that truth liberates and changes us into the light. When you see that something is false, that false thing drops away and turns into nothingness. When you see that ceremonies are mere vain repetitions, when you see the truth of it and do not justify it, there is transformation. Is there not? Because another bondage is gone. When you see that class distinction is false, that it creates conflict and misery and division between people, when you see the truth of it, that very truth liberates, and that very perception of that truth is transformation.
The rocks that make the pyramid are made of the same stuff that spirals in to make your DNA. It's just that the DNA is a much more intelligently spiraled version of that same energy, whereas the rock doesn't have as much structure. But the pyramid uses calcium carbonate, CaCO3. The basic matrix of limestone is quartz, and quartz is a crystal, so it has crystalline properties, which means as you get more and more crystallized in terms of a mineral, you're getting closer and closer to what becomes biological life than you had before. So a crystal is a very important conduit between the world of life as we know it and the world of the inanimate matter as we know it. That's an important point.
You may be wondering, what is a light body? How it is going to look like? There will be no flesh and blood. The flesh and blood will be transmuted into light. We will be like angels, and we'll be able to do anything and everything that we want to do, because we are no longer physical beings. We will have freedom from thirst, from hunger, from pain. This is how we are going to create heaven on earth.
Because what you have in the Great Pyramid is a device that harnesses this energy by a very simple process.
Come to the earth plane.
You are going to see evidence in this presentation that demonstrates conclusively that the energy itself that makes physical matter has a fluid-like quality. It behaves as if it were a fluid. And with that fluid-like quality comes all of the basic behaviors that you get with fluids in movement, which would include a funnel. It's a very simple concept. If you have water that's pouring into a funnel, where's the fastest speed in the funnel going to be? Right at the bottom, right? That's where it's spinning the fastest. And the funnel is obviously going to take all that water and it's going to create a current through the funnel. So if every single calcium carbonate crystal inside the Great Pyramid is taking in this fluid-like energy and it's flowing through, now again, the flow is not happening in three dimensions of space. It's happening in three other dimensions, which is the time field. Okay, that's where things start to get complicated. If you want to find your higher dimensions, you look in time. Einstein assumed time was one-dimensional. It's not. Time is three-dimensional. That means you can go forwards, backwards, and sideways in time. And that gives us a really wonderful benefit, because that means we can see stuff that hasn't happened yet. We can see potential realities. One of the weirdest aspects of esoteric teaching is the concept that when you see a future event, you are seeing a probable future event. You are not seeing the future. There is a very important difference.
How are you going to see the future? You can go and be part of this revolution of liquid reparations for the year 2012. You can call me at 617-454-4237. What are your preparations? How do you plan to turn into the liquid golden light?
He did not ask for more money to solve the problems of the world.
That's
money
right.
Will not solve the problem.
No, it won't.
Only...
Do not ask for money. Money will not solve.
The kingdom. And the kingdom is represented by evolution of the body from its physical nature into pure light, which is totally free from material corruption.
Hello, caller.
Hello, is this Yahweh?
Yes, caller. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Yanni.
Hello, caller.
And, I've been listening. Down there.
Yes,
interview.
What are your preparations to physically change into the light body?
Very well, but I'm sure you're wondering what it is to do. I think you're getting people kind of hear talk about the apocalypse.
Yes, caller. Yes. What do you prepare to do?
You might be estimating your killers, the red rock thing and mechanic. You know, all sorts.
Caller, I think there's something wrong with your phone connection. I cannot hear you. I can only feel your golden light.
Because anything that you think might be happening in the future doesn't need to happen if you don't want it to happen.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
There are all these movies coming out of...
Hello, Yahweh. Did you hang up on me because you couldn't handle the truth?
No, caller. I think you have a bad connection. You are not...
Okay. Yeah, this is a better connection.
You are not fully connected with the golden energy at that point. Can you feel
it? I was just wondering if you dare to take responsibility if people go panicking and overturning cars and rioting on supermarkets and making a run on their bank, because they think the apocalypse is coming.
No, Guller, it is not a hippocalypse or hip-hops. It is a transformation into the light body. If there are people getting violent and apocalyptic, it is not because they are changing into the light. It is because they can't and they won't. If you would like me to take the full responsibility, I will. But the person responsible is you.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be responsible if people, go shooting guns up in the air or, slamming into old ladies while driving down the street or waving their kids around like they were beanbags or, throwing rocks at each other like they were cavemen or chopping down trees for fuel or burning down houses or any sort of something like that. No. I don't think I'm going to take any responsibility for that. I think most of the responsibility will have to rest on your shoulders. Yeah, I think you underestimate your influence on people. I think you're a cultural icon in some circles. Not my circles, but I think you are in some circles. And I think you're not prepared for the ramifications of what you're talking about here.
Yes, Connor. But are you ready? Are you going to be the one that turns on the cars? Let me take the skull and we can make it a conference call. Hold on. Hello, Caller. Hello, Caller.
I think it's about time this world burned, Yossi.
Yes, Caller. And are you ready to be responsible and burn with it?
And the Lord has been telling us for many a year now that we've been sinning to our teeth, Yossi.
Yes, Caller. Yes, Caller, we have been sinning.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, Caller. I think we have been sinning through our teeth. And I think people need to look to spiritual leaders. And I think they look to you, Yossi. And I think some people, not all people, obviously, but some people look to you for a certain amount of spiritual guidance. And I just think you need to be a little more careful with all this apocalyptic riffraff and yip-yap,
Yes, Caller.
Absolutely. There's so much negativity out there. I pop in and I listen to the news and I just sit down and I can't hardly move anymore. I mean, there are people out there without jobs. There are people out there who've been trying to, charge us money so that they could go start their little Disney World.
Yeah,
I suggest you just stop watching the news. That's what I've done. You just turn off that news there, and you'll lead a happier life, It's not ignorance. It's not being ignorant, because they're only feeding you a certain amount of news. And I think if really important information is out there, you'll find it. But you just need to tune out all that news.
Yes, you need to tune out everything.
I don't listen to the news. How will I know? Who do I trust? How do I find out about what the injustices that are happening out there?
Everybody, you need to trust yourself. Do not listen to anybody else. Do not listen to me. Do not listen to the news. Just listen to your heart. And you will know.
Now, what if a troubled person has a troubled heart? Then what are they to do?
Well, sometimes people have artificial hearts. They just have to dig deep and search for the truth in their stomach, in their pits of their bowels, of their movements.
So then it goes heart, stomach, bowels, and then what? What happens if your bowels don't listen to you?
Well, then you just have to learn to let go, because once you let go, you will be free, and you
let go of your bowels or let go of what's in your bowels.
Exactly.
Wow, but they're really getting me. Well, y'all see, this time that we're living in, we have lost complete faith in those who are making great decisions for us. I think we should just lay back, let people do what they do, let them do what's best for us, and we don't have to worry as much no more.
Butler, we must all take responsibility. We are the reason that the world is in the chaotic state it's in. You must take responsibility for the chaos.
I agree with Yachty on this one. I think that's kind of a whack job way of looking at the world, not to sound judgmental or anything, but I just think, yeah, you certainly have to take some responsibility for yourself and your actions, and you can't rely on people to make decisions for you. They know what's best. They've understood
how to make the world work for them, and they're trying to make it work for us now, too. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to...
I do see what you're saying, but I think you have to let a certain amount of people take certain responsibility for certain things, like elected officials and bank tellers and supermarket cashiers and whatnot, but I think you need to take responsibility for your little talk of the world and try to expand it as much as you can with positive influence.
Well, listen, I work my butt off. I work a 9-to-5 job. I'm lucky to be off today if I can listen in on the show here, but I work 9-to-5 hours a day, and I trust those who are, working much harder than I am, making much more money than I am, and I'm sure that they are trying to do their best to make that kind of go all around, you know what I mean?
Well, while you're working, you need to have a nice positive influence in your workplace, and then when you're not working, you can have a nice positive influence outside of your workplace, and then the world become a more interesting and happy place, and people will know you for your positive influence.
And with that positivity...
I don't think you're going down the right path there, so I must be quite honest with you.
May your heart turn into gold, and may you turn into the light of the sun.
There's too many thought bottles out there.
There's too many what now? Cockroaches? Is that what you say, cockroaches? There's too many cockroaches out there?
I think that's what she said. There's too many cockroaches out there. And she hung up. I think
now,
she finally...
Unless that's a metaphor or some kind of analogy for something, I suggest just getting some roach motels and putting them around your house. And those will get rid of the cockroaches lickety-split. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and they will survive this new apocalypse that is approaching us. December 21st, 2012. They will survive how they have survived in the past, and the present, and the future.
Yeah, the cockroaches will survive in an apocalypse. That's one thing we can all be sure of. And who knows, maybe after the human race is wiped out, the next wave of the superior beings on this here bit of Earth that we call the Earth will be cockroaches, like super mega smart cockroaches that just learn to outlive everything and rule the planet.
Yes, Carter, I think you're right.
You're speaking of cockroaches now, aren't you?
Yes, Carter.
I say cockroaches will survive, but as well will be the cockroaches who are in a human form, like those darker humans, the ones that are known as ones that are trying to and will succeed in taking all the jobs of Americans, and that is why, really, maybe not the end of the world and it burst into flame, but surely a world that is going to end in the way we know it, where these cheaper humans will be taken over everything we hold dear.
Yes, Carla.
I just think that's a hateful way of looking at things. You know, I can't abide by that.
Yes. Let us assimilate into the light and turn our bodies into energy.
You may not abide by that, sir, but be clear, it is the truth.
Well, you know, truth is relative, and there are some absolute truths, but, you know, one person's truth is another man's garbage. You know, one man's sunset is another man's dawn, and all that sort of stuff. I think you can't talk over somebody, then you can't talk under somebody. So you just gotta walk through them all.
That is... Poor Tom. Watch what you say.
Now, you know, I think you might assume that I might agree with what you're saying because I'm actually a very progressive cowboy. I am a homosexual cowboy. Nothing to do with this here. So I tend to be a little more progressive than your typical cowboy.
Yes. Just like the Perry guy from Texas? Is that what you're saying?
Like Rick Carey?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Are you from Texas, Gordon?
I am from the great state of Texas, yes.
Yes. And do you have one of those awesome coats that Rick Carey wears?
Rick Perry hasn't been around the state very much because he's walking around spreading his nonsense all over the rest of the country.
Yes, Scholar, that is very true. And you do not seem like a nonsensical man.
No, I'm very reasonable.
Yes,
and it's probably due to the fact that I am a homosexual and I do like homosexual sex.
Yes, and how do you plan to preparation for the apocalypse?
Well, first of all, I need to find me a date for this here apocalypse that you're saying is going to happen.
It is suspected December 21st, 2012.
All right, so we've got a year. I think within a year I can find me a date or two to accompany me to this here apocalypse.
That is good, Color. And at the end of the apocalypse, may you change into the golden light to carry on this world.
That would be amazing. That'd be something to see.
Yes. We shall all turn into golden liquid light.
And how sure are you of this apocalypse? Are you like 90% sure it's going to happen, or are you 100% sure that it's going to happen? I'm kind of fed up with all these like fakey apocalypses. The apocalypse is going to come, and then the apocalypse doesn't happen, and then everybody just looks like a damn fool. So I don't really want to look like a damn fool the day after you say it's going to happen. You know, I kind of want to be sure. So I just want to know how sure you are, Yathigoldy.
I am sure. That's how I follow my heart. It is an apocalypse and the end of the world. But who knows how the beginning of the world will start again? The world shall go into a transformation for the best. I am told from the Mayans, from NASA, from the skeptics, and prophecies and science of a golden age.
Now, are you looking to the Mayan prophecy about this?
Well, it is a fact that the Mayan calendar does end December 21st, 2012. But that does not say that it begins again. Just how our calendar ends on a yearly basis, their calendar ends on a 5,021 year basis in judgmental to our year, and their new year will start, and then there is the case of Nibiru. That is a planet that is coming this way to Earth. And there is also a case of the poles reversing because of the solar power of the sun reaching its peak at this point of December 21st, 2012. And when the sun reaches its golden peak, that will be our opportunity to become one with the light, or gold, if you will.
That sounds right pretty.
Yes, Scholar.
Now, Yossi, this has been a pleasure hearing you talk. And if you are available as a date, I'm interested for the apocalypse. But I do have to get going. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just mention the little restaurant that I work at.
Yes, Scholar. Go on.
It's Petro Peak. It's off of I-10 West. And if you're heading, it's smack dab in between El Paso and Dallas. So just drop on in, and, you know, Yasha, you can come in, and your meals will be free.
Thank you, caller.
Find yourself out there.
Thank you, caller. And may you be golden.
Just remember, Petro Peak, Petro Peak. Give me something good to eat, Petro Peak.
Yes, Petro Pete, thank you very much. Is your name Pete, Petro?
My name is Pete, yes.
Thank you very much, Pete. I hope we can have another golden opportunity to speak again and exchange our energies.
I look forward to it, Yasi.
And I look forward to walking with you.
All right, then. Goodbye.
The only way you're gonna survive.
Each stone has a soul.
If you take something from the earth,
by the work of
you've got to give it back. You don't need a government to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a leader to tell you that. God's inside of you, and God's telling you everything you take from the earth, you've got to put something. That's what's so dirty about the preacher. He's hiding that. You were told if you take 100%, you put 10% back. If you take 100 apples off the tree, plant 10. That's not hard. That's very simple. That's the key to survival of the earth. But not only do we take 1,000 apples and put nothing back, then we come with saws and chainsaw the tree down. In other words, we've just taken and taken and taken and taken, and we haven't put anything back. Because the preacher says, give me 10%. And that 10% that we give the preacher, and that tax that we pay the governors and the president, government, that's what's destroying us. We're destroying ourselves.
Yes, we are.
You know, I sit here and I open up a bag of cookies and I throw the paper away. And then I take a spoon of sugar and throw the paper away. And then I use a creamer and then I throw the plastic away. And I look in the garbage can and I say, this is our life. My garbage dump is the world, and we're just throwing it away. All of our resources we're throwing away.
We are.
And I see the cars driving by, going nowhere, sticking a piece of paper across the yard for nothing. And I see all the stuff that we're doing, and I see the human beings are destroying the whole world. But I also God is in the human being.
Yes,
and I think the human being is going to straighten it out or not exist. So, which is it?
Yes, Scholar. Thank you. Thank you, Charles Manson, for your call. Thank you.
The sun has a temper tantrum. It releases a shockwave, a tsunami of radiation. The satellites, GPS, spy satellites, you name it, it's up there in outer space.
So you're saying that my BlackBerry won't work?
Yes.
The internet, box, television, cable, satellite, TV, all of it could get wiped out around 2012. That's when the sun's magnetic field flips. North Pole and South Pole flip, releasing a shockwave of radiation, which will then hit the Earth minutes later, potentially wiping out a good chunk of our satellite communications. And that means we have to start to think about reinforcing our satellites, building redundant systems, because it means that GPS, the power grid, weather satellites, communication satellites, satellite television, all of that could get disrupted, peaking around 2012.
So your point is we can't do anything about it in space, but we can do something back here on Earth.
That's right.
But backup systems, are companies really doing that?
Well, they're going to have to do it because, see, we scientists made a mistake. Well, some of our data was off by a factor of 20, and that's why we're issuing this alert now. We made a mistake. 2012 will be much more serious than we previously thought.
Listen to you talk, I'm thinking, why 2K? I'm thinking it's just a tactic that put a lot of fear in a lot of people. It may have gotten us ready, but there was really no danger in the end.
Well, let's hope that it's a dud. Let's hope that nothing happens. However, what if our communication systems are wiped out? Billions of economic activity could be jeopardized.
Do you think anyone's taking this seriously?
I think we're going to have to. The physicists are now sounding the alert. We made the mistake. Now's the time to begin to create redundant systems, reinforce our satellites, build backup systems.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to know.
Thank you.
Who is eligible for the light body? Everyone is eligible for the light body. But then, those who are most eligible are those who vibrate with this teaching. Those who are still attached to this body, the senses and the pleasures of the world, and are somewhat...
Hello, Kalia. Yes, Kalia, are you ready? Are you preparing for the end of the world in 2012?
Yes, I just wanted to share with you and your listeners a little poem that I like to recite to myself about the apocalypse.
Yes, what is that tone you recite?
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Hey, Connor, I think you're in a wind tunnel, because you're blowing air into your phone.
As we know it. And I feel fine.
Thank you, Carla, for sharing that with us. That was very beautiful.
Yes, it's one of my original poems that I wrote in the coffee shop in Cambridge.
Yes, and why?
I've been all day writing poems like this.
Are you having some coffee right now in Cambridge, Connor?
No, coffee's too intense for me. I only drink certain kinds of herbal tea.
Yes, Connor. Herbal tea is where it's at.
Yes, and I just have to say that I find your show refreshing. I'm drinking.
Yes. It makes you turn into gold, doesn't it? All over your body.
It's like a gold liquid streaming all over me.
It's like a golden shower.
A single stream. stream of golden liquid over my shoulders and down my back and in my mouth.
Yes. It's a golden shower in your mouth. Can you see it, baby? You get me going crazy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be waiting right here for you.
Free. Lovely. It's just lovely.
Thank you, Color. That is one of my original songs that I sing for you. Yes. Waiting for you.
I hope it's only your voice that I hear.
Yes. It's so golden. Guess what, Color? Hey, Gustave just walked in.
Hey, merci, bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Oh, muy bien. Oui, je serve.
Hey, ça va, merci. So what is going on here?
We just have a Color, and he's just signed me his End of the World song. It was very beautiful.
Oh, this is amazing. I wish I could have heard it, but I was stuck under my mattress.
But this poor
badger. Yes.
It's a lot
of inspiration that comes to me when thinking about things like the destruction of the world. You know, much beauty can be brought out of decay. I think that's been proven over the years. And I just wanted to share it with you.
Monsieur, it's Gustave. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. I'm just sitting in my coffee shop here and keep working on tea.
He's still waiting.
I gotta go, but it's been real.
Oh, monsieur, I just got to the room with Garcia. Could you sing the song again for me? Please, monsieur, s'il vous plaît.
Please
it sounds
sing
so
it.
Amazing
sing
for the end
for
of the world. A little bit, maybe.
His heart strung out for company and showers that are golden. Maybe you can enlighten him with your
Monsieur,
song.
Monsieur, can you do this for me? Are you still there?
Hello, caller?
Are you playing hard to get, Monsieur? I think you're playing a little game with Gustav, aren't you?
Poutou-poutou-poutou-poutou-poutou.
I can play these games too.
He's being stubborn, Gustave.
This is too bad. I have been in a dark room for like 3 days and it is so alone and so cold.
Yes.
I would have liked to have heard this song with the end of the world.
Yes. It was very beautiful.
Is it like a new world sung to the lyric, sung to the music of like Shaboopy from the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, perhaps?
No, it was much more original than that. I don't know what happened to the color. Maybe he is turned into the golden light that we've been trying to embody before the end of the world.
Maybe he is just a scared of Gustav and my ridiculous French accent.
No, Gustave, it is not ridiculous.
Thank you, merci.
It is beautiful.
Merci, monsieur.
It is so beautiful. Yeah. What are you planning to do in 10 seconds to prepare for the end of the world, Gustave?
In 10 seconds, I am going to take a shower.
A golden shower?
I think I will take a golden shower,
yes.
And then this golden shower will explain what is next for me.
Yes. A golden shower will help us all explain what is to come in the year 2000.